What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Michael Angelucci from Level Financial Advisors is with us on the WBEN Troquhar College Live Line. We're looking at a provision in the new big budget bill that was just signed into law that creates investment accounts for parents to open for their children. Michael, this seems like a pretty big deal.
Yes, it's an okay deal. I'll say that. Let me also preface everything with there's going to be a lot that I may talk about, and the U.S. Treasury is still working out the details of the plan. So we might be talking about this again later on down the road. But the big deal is, as it appears, is for babies born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st, 2028, the government will allow you to open an account, or they will open one for you if you don't, and deposit $1,000 into it for your child. My understanding is parents can open these accounts as well for children that are under 18 now, but won't get the $1,000. Whether that will continue beyond 2028, we don't know, but that's the initial $1,000 contribution from the government, and free money is free money. Any financial advisor would say, take the free money. So that's the great thing. The other thing is you can add, parents can add up to $5,000 a year. And there's also a provision that employers can add $2,500 a year for their employees' children. And that would be a tax-free deposit. So those are the plus sides. And a couple more details. The way it works as far as withdrawals is, one thing let me also add is these deposits are after-tax money. You don't get a tax deduction like you do on an IRA or any other sort of tax-deferred vehicle. But at age 18, the child can take half the money out, up to half the money out for higher education, small business startup, or the purchase of a new home. So they could take half out then. They will be the gains on that money, whatever was put in, and then there's investment growth. The gains, we're being told right now, will be taxed at capital gains rates, which are lower than your normal tax rates. At age 25, you can take out the full balance. And then at age 30, at age 25, I'm sorry, you can take out the full balance for those qualified events and have preferable tax treatment. At age 30, you can take out the full balance. The gains then will be taxed at for anything else other than the qualified things like a new house or college. Then those will be if it's other than that, those will be taxed at your normal tax rate. So there's a lot said there. There's going to be some complications, but the good news is $1,000 in. The other question is there better vehicles that you could add money to over time rather than this account?
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you, is how is this different from a Roth IRA or a 529 savings account, and which account should I be putting money into for my kids?
It will depend on your circumstances. The 529s, even after this recent tax bill, have made 529s even more appealing. So the 529, the money goes in after tax as well. It grows tax-free, and it comes out tax-free federally if you use it, and state if you use it for college. It comes out, you can use it for K through 12 expenses. The money comes out tax-free federally. In New York State, there's some, if you get a tax deduction while you're putting money in, there's what's called recapture. You'd have to talk to your CPA about that. We don't have time to get into that right now, but still the 529 money's growing tax-free, basically comes out tax-free. Even if you don't use it all, you can transfer it to another child. You can convert it into a Roth up to $35,000 of unused 529 over time. So the 529 is still an incredible vehicle. In fact, they just keep improving on it. So you can tell by my reaction, I'm a little enthused about 529 plans. And then the Roths are great. The thing with the Roth is you have to have income. So even some parents, when kids are younger, they'll employ their children, say, oh, they folded laundry for $7,000 a year and I made deposits. You got to be careful with that. Again, I talk with your CPA, but the beauty of the Roth is it's after-tax money, but it's never taxed again. There's limitations on taking money out. You can eventually take the principal out for college and other things at no penalty, but earnings would be subject to penalty. And then later in life for retirement, there's never, after 59 and a half, you don't have any taxable issues. So the 529 and the Roth are very compelling alternatives to this Trump savings plan. Still a great thing to get people saving, still a great thing to put $1,000 into children's accounts and watch them grow and maybe have incentive to get some extra money there. But there are other options, even a regular brokerage account would, from a tax favorable status, would probably over the long run be a better option.
So it's wise to go with the 529 and maybe a Roth, take the Trump account if you're eligible for that $3,000.
For the initial $1,000,
the free money.
Yes, take the free money, and then over time, depending on where you think your child is going to go, even K through 12 use, you can use some of that 529 money for, which would be tax favorable, more tax favorable than the Trump accounts. It looks like I said, a lot of details are going to be worked out over time. And like the 529s, over time, I am sure they're going to make modifications to these Trump savings accounts to improve them, to extend them, to deal with some of the nuances and the competitive issues that are already, you know, being discussed in this discussion.
Well, Michael, as always, thanks for the insight. Great to have it this morning. Michael Angelucci with Level Financial Advisors joining us, talking about those new savings accounts included in that sprawling new tax bill. Could get a free $1,000 for kids born from 2025 through the end of 2028.
Right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.